But this is him speaking on Air Force One with Sean Hannity about his new deal that's coming with China. Check it out.
Mr. President.
Hi, thank you very much.
Okay, by the way, we're on a beautiful Air Force One. Not a bad plane.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. It's a beautiful plane, and we're doing a lot of business. We have a lot of good things happening.
Okay, so this is an amazing week so far. You get a deal with China. I'm just going to list it, then we get into detail. India and Pakistan played a big role. Hopefully, the peace stands. You slash prescription drug prices. Most favored nation, the American people will get first dibs in terms of prices. The last American hostage has been released. We're on this trip to Saudi Arabia, Qatar. There's not much going on in your life, is there?
Well, I've been busy, but I've enjoyed it because we're getting things accomplished. We're getting things done. You know, you can have times when you're working very hard and not getting things done. That happens too. But we're getting a lot done. I don't think there's ever been a little period like this with the potential nuclear war. And the two countries, they have very good leaders, people I know very well. And, you know, it was a very important process. We got involved with India and Pakistan.
You got involved early.
I've never seen a president get this much done in this short amount of time. And is this visible in doing it?
Give us a little insight. What happened behind the scenes? How were you able?
Well, I didn't like what was happening. And you hear, you know, they're two very strongly nuclear countries, very, very powerful amount of nuclear, too. Serious stuff. And if that ever started, boy, that's the beginning of something that could be really bad. Even a minimal, you could have millions of people killed. And with one shot, two shots. And I just thought it was something we could get involved in. And I did a good job. Marco did a good job. And JD did a good job. We sort of were a team. And we, I think, convinced them to let's have peace and let's go and make trade deals. If we can make trade deals, we like that much better than nuclear weapons.
That's usually the way that you solve for problems is help people get money. If you ever want to convince somebody that they need to do things differently, even if you want to go into the hood, hey, man, what you doing, bro? Why y'all beefing with them? Y'all know y'all going to bring all of this heat on y'all. Y'all know y'all going to have all of the police running down your stuff, messing up the money and stuff. Hey, man, listen, what if I can get them to focus on this? The supplier been doing this and so on and so forth. What if I can hook you up with the plug? I hook him up with the plug. Y'all stay in y'all own territory, prevent each other from getting into a beef, and then y'all focus on getting to the money. Man, let's get this money, bro. If you ever want to incentivize people to not go to war or to not beef with each other or to not crash out, you got to put some money into it. If you want to incentivize them to have war, then you can get a woman involved. But if you want to, the minute that people see women, they ready to crash out immediately. They going to crash out over two things, money and women. Either you messing up the money or you not getting enough money. And so when people start getting dusty or they get too greedy, but if you start if you want to fix the situation, hey, man, let's put the guns away and let's get to the, you see the women at the door? You can use women to start a war or you can use women to end a war. You can use money to start a war or you can use money to end a war. If you start talking about that bread and then start getting that trade deal done, people, you know what? Man, ain't no use in dying over that little skank. And she was busting it down for a real one. Man, I don't know what I'm thinking. Have you ever talked your homeboy off of a ledge because he was about to crash out over a chick? Have you ever talked your homeboy off of a, hey, man, hold on, bro. Look, wait a minute, man. I thought you said you ain't care about that little hoe when she first came around. Now you about to crash out over her? Yeah, you right, dog. What I was thinking. I got too caught up, man. Dog, hey man, come on, man. Let's go out to the strip club, man. Let's go find some new baddies. You replace that chick with a new chick. He don't even remember nothing about her. He ain't even tripping about her no more. Now he done came to his senses because he was all caught up. He was all focused. He had that chick all in his head. Now he come to his senses. He back. He ain't tripping off of her no more. He over. He ain't even tripping. Now she crashing out because he ain't focused enough on her. That's how you fix a situation. That's how you get a deal done.
And that was a great thing. And we did a good job with the Houthis. They stopped with the shooting of the ships. They like shooting
chips. Is that a done deal? Because there's been conflicting reports that some of their leaders are saying, oh, that's not true.
Well, it is with respect to America. Now, you know, you can't always count on somebody necessarily telling the truth, but their surrogates were very strong, very powerful, a very good relationship with them. You know, they're tough fighters. They can take a lot of punishment, but they, with respect to America, they say it's true. So we'll see. You'll know. You'll be the first to know, won't you?
Oh, I follow the news closely. I read everything. I think
we'll talk about it tonight
or
tomorrow.
From this weekend. It was a week ago Friday where I saw that China announced, quote, if the president is serious, we will be willing to negotiate with him. And Scott Bessent, your Treasury Secretary, met with their representatives in Geneva on Saturday.
That's true, Mr. Lott.
On Monday, you're announcing a trade, or actually on Sunday, you announced a deal with China.
Yeah.
How did that happen that quickly?
Well, they met on Saturday and Sunday, and they had a deal pretty much from the beginning. It was the concept of a deal. And, you know, one of the things that, as you know, it's sort of a 90-day deal as we negotiate other aspects. But one of the things I think that could be most exciting for us and also for China is that we're trying to open up China. Because, as you know, many years ago, we opened up the USA. Now it's time for China to open up, and that's part of our deal. And we're going to open up China. To me, that's the most exciting part. But yeah, we made a deal. The relationship is very good. I've always had a good relationship with President Xi. It was interrupted because of COVID, obviously. But outside of that, I've always had a great relationship, a lot of respect for him. And we'll see how that all works out. But we have the confines of a very, very strong deal with China. But the most exciting part of the deal, it was mentioned, but we don't talk about it yet. That's the opening up of China to U.S. business. And that would be like opening up a whole new world. And I think it would be even better for China. So I think we'll be able to make that deal, I hope.
At any point, do you foresee yourself dealing directly with President Xi on the final details of this deal?
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I'm not sure that it'll be necessary, but that happened with the U.K. We were close to a deal, but we needed 1 point or 2 points on pork and ethanol. Okay, two very different subjects. And I called up the prime minister, who's an excellent man, Keir, excellent man. And within about 3 minutes, it was over. We made the deal. It was a good deal for everybody. And we have a lot of deals now. We have a lot of trade deals that I'd say virtually everybody wants to make a deal.
So one of the things that he said that he's excited about is China opening up. I'm going to tell you one thing that I'm concerned about, and I'm going to tell you why I actually agree with him on his excitement about opening it up. Because what it does is it opens us up to opportunities to make way more money by not just selling to our own people here in the United States of America, but for us to be able to do business and offer products over to the Chinese, which then helps us make way more money. It helps small businesses, it helps large businesses, and it helps America to grow. Because for so long, we've been so interdependent on us the same way that they interdependent on us, and we haven't had access to be able to market to them, to be able to do business with them. The only thing that I'm concerned about is that the Chinese are notorious. And one of the things that I think that is included in this deal is that they really need to be held accountable for stealing IP and stealing proprietary technology. That is the biggest thing. When you do business in China, and I've been telling people this for a long time, and this has been in existence for as long as I've been alive. When you do business with China, historically, you had to partner with a Chinese company to even be able to open up a plant, a manufacturing facility, a store, anything. It had to be a 51-49 deal. When you then got into business with them, eventually, they learned what you did. They sold your technology. They pushed you out. They created a company that did it cheaper. And then they then sold it back to the United States of America at a much cheaper price. And then people said, oh, we can't live without these cheap products. If they can't hold themselves accountable for all of the fakes, for all of the proprietary technology, for all of the theft, for doing business a certain way, they have to open themselves up, but not just open themselves up. They got to open themselves up the right way. They got to open themselves up the right way. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.